real dogged affair there. You had to work hard to put Fermanagh away. They defended superbly in the second half with just 14 men.
They did, and credit to Fermanagh, they're really hard to play against, and especially with the conditions, and the pitch wasn't really great either, so that with the way Fermanagh set up, they were very hard to break down, and credit to them, because I think we only scored 2 points in the second half and a total of 8, so it just shows the work in progress that they've made. And for us, it was just about getting through to the final and whatever means possible, and thankfully we did that. But as I say, conditions and the pitch weren't great, but we're just thankful to be through to the final now in another game.
Just shows you how difficult it's going to be, even with Stephen O'Neill giving you that wee extra sort of edge in attacking tactics. If you're up against a solid defence, a packed defence, it's going to be very hard to break them down.
Exactly, aye. There's only some certain teams play against, you can find kick passes and stuff, but when teams play a lot of men behind the ball, it can be very difficult sometimes. So that's another thing we have to work on, maybe breaking down defences that have a lot of men back. And thankfully we've got a right lock of months to get that right for the championship. But as I say, it's a work in progress, and we'll take it game by game. We've got to another game in the Canada Cup, and a good preparation for the first National League game in 2 weeks' time.
And Mickey has seen a lot of players, and you know, he's going to have so much thinking to do to pick, you know, for the Mechanic Cup final, and more importantly for that trip to Galway.
Exactly, I was just saying that to one of my friends there, that he must have a headache every week picking the team, because some boys are showing really well, and that's not to mention maybe 4 or 5 Jordanstown boys that are coming back in as well. So look, at boys have stakes to claim and they want to get their place on the team, and it's just It's good for him that he's so much to choose from, but for the player's point of view, it's very hard to try and get on this team and keep your place. So it's important that the Mechanic Cup uses a place for some where people can show their expertise and things like that. So I don't envy his thing, picking the team every week, because it's very difficult to pick 15 men out of 35 or whatever he has.
Is that the intensity of that game, like, you know, the fact that there's a squad, you know, places up for grabs in the squad?
Exactly, aye. Well, they're a good win, or 4 good wins now, and every game there's been boys who are playing well, and you think that maybe they're flying, and then go to the next game and maybe that mightn't have a good game. So it's very hard to go, it's very hard for him to pick, and it's very hard as a player to impress him, really, because there's 30 other men doing the exact same. And that's basically what the Mechanic Cup is for us, trying to get boys really in that frame of mind that can play the league and play the championship. So we're just happy to be in another game that we can show what we're made of, and some of the squad players, including myself, can try maybe stick a claim for the league.
Difficult for lads to impress on a day like today, though, wasn't it?
I don't think I've played on a worse pitch, a county pitch, to be honest, in terms of underground.
Well, there's no bounce at all there.
No bounce, and it's very hard to run on. It's like, it's not a good pitch, to be honest. And you're used to running maybe in training on a decent pitch, and it's not that bad, but when you go out and run that, it's very difficult. And the rain and the wind, and there's stop starts from fouls and stuff like that. It just wasn't a good game to play in, but it's a good game to win, because that'll stand you come later on in the year.
Aye, August, September, will you look back on this game and go,
aye, well,
it's good, like?
It is good, because it's sort of a battle sort of game, and in the first 3 games, St Mary's game maybe, but the other 2 games weren't really that tight, so it's good to get a real battle today, and that'll put us in good stead for league games, because the weather probably be similar to that than in the league game. So I will look forward to that.